Another Thursday morning, a time to get your Yelp on. Michael from Yelp.com. Hello.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. I'm hungry. Do you have something to help me out?
Thanks a bunch for having me.
Oh, we're going to talk about brunch, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. What are some brunch spots? I want to say bright spots, but like brunch spots.
Bright spots for brunch?
There you go.
Say that 10 times fast.
Bright spots for brunch.
Well, we have a lot of them because I think, as we all know, Reno, our favorite meal is either breakfast or brunch.
Sure.
There's nothing better on a Sunday.
Oh, mimosa.
That's right. Stepping into spring here with some great cocktails. I saw one the other day that was made with gin, Saint Germain, and grapefruit with a splash of champagne.
Sounds delicious.
Sounded like the perfect Sunday morning to me.
Yes.
So to go along with cocktails as good as that, we have some great brunch spots. Let's start in Northwest Reno.
Okay.
With High Point Cafe, which is off of Kings Row and McCarran, if you're familiar where like Chewy and Jugs and Bex is.
Yep.
High Point Cafe is tucked away in the corner, and they make a lot of their own pastries. And that's what puts their Sunday brunch over the top. But they also do these special multi-course menus. So every Sunday it's a little different on top of the regular menu, so you can really get your brunch on.
I'll have to check that out.
It's really good. Let's head downtown to everyone's favorite Sunday brunch buffet at Sterling's.
Sterling's.
This is like sitting in the lap of luxury for just a few hours. Everything from snow crab legs to fresh shucked oysters, lamb chops, unlimited champagne.
Wow.
And I think it's around $35. So it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
The service is fantastic.
Sterling's.
With the warmer weather approaching, I think Brasserie St. James is worth a nod. The patio is prime for the sitting.
Very much.
And their brunch menu is pretty on point. I really like their poutine. Mm-hmm. And they have a blood sausage that is really good. It's got some warm spices and some fruit, and served with a fruit chutney.
All right.
Great brunch. Also mentioned in this issue, Two Chicks, our favorite ladies from Gourmelt down there in Midtown.
Love that place.
So you can get your grilled cheese on if you want, or maybe one of their like Two Chick scrambles. I like the yellow chick scramble. It's got some squash and some sage sausage, breakfast sausage. Mm. So there's a lot going on, though, outside of that while you're planning your brunch for the weekend before you get there Friday and Saturday. And even this today, Thursday, is Dining Out for Life. So tonight's a really important event benefiting Northern Nevada Hopes. All you have to do is go eat at any of the 50 participating restaurants, and they're donating a portion of your check to the Northern Nevada Hopes. At around 5 o'clock, some Yelpers will be over at Wild River Grill for an unofficial Yelp event, enjoying their happy hour. And you can also go down to Cafe de Thai and donate 50% of their checks to there. Or you can come see me at Famous Dave's Barbecue, and I'll be there with the Wheel of Yelp, and you can win a prize.
Lots of stuff going in the world of Yelp.
That's right. Also of note, on Saturday, May 2nd, is Dine the District downtown. Sample a bunch of different restaurants as well. And then up in Virginia City, it's everybody's favorite chili on the Comstock. So really, lots of fun happenings this weekend. You can find out more at Yelp.com/weekly_Yelp.